welcome back to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I am your host, Annie F. Downs, and I am so, so glad to be back with you. As you know, recently, my book, Looking for Lovely, released. And if you haven't checked out that podcast, back up just a bit and you can listen to that one where I get to read the first full chapter of the book, which was really exciting for me and super fun. I was glad I got to do that. This week, my Bible studies that go along with Looking for Lovely released. So there is a Bible study for adults. It has a blue cover. It's also called Looking for Lovely. And then there is a Bible study for teens, and it has a yellow cover. Pretty easy to differentiate. People have been asking us a lot, like, which one is for who and what are the age limits? So here's kind of what we're saying is, like, for the yellow one, for the teen one, if the students are in middle school or high school, they should be doing that one. Anything else, college women, career women, moms that are career women, moms that are stay at home, grandmas, everybody else is the blue version of the Looking for Lovely study. And in fact, we were real careful when I wrote it and when we edited it that if you are an adult woman leading a high school group, you can do the blue book, the girls can do the yellow book, and y'all will still be able to have great conversation because they're similar enough that you don't need to do the teen book, you can do the adult study. And listen, I'll tell you, writing a Bible study was a different beast for me than writing books. All I've written so far for the first five things I've written were all books. And so writing a Bible study was surprisingly challenging for me. And when I was thinking about who else I know that writes Bible studies and who would maybe have some of those same feels with me, my friend Angie Smith came to mind. I know most of you probably know Angie and love her. If you are part of the IF Gathering, Angie and I co-hosted the IF Local live stream this year in 2016. And it was so, so fun. She is so hilarious. Truly one of my favorite moments on a stage ever was when she and Jenny Allen and I were standing on stage talking about Jenny's red shirt. Jenny had told me the night before that she was going to wear a lacy red turtleneck. And I was like, no, ma'am, you are not. You are not wearing a lacy red turtleneck. And then Angie said, it's like the combination of a doily and a dickie. And I'm telling y'all, I have not laughed that hard on a stage maybe in my whole entire life. I was so tickled picturing like the dickies from choir that we used to wear and then doilies. And that is pretty good description of that shirt Jenny had on. So I love Angie Smith. I love her writing. We're very similar in that we both started as bloggers and then changed over a bit into book writers and now Bible study writers. And her Bible study Seamless is absolutely incredible. If you have not done it yet, it is so, so great. So I sat down with Angie and I just kind of said, like, hey, let's talk about the best parts and the worst parts and the hard parts and the easy parts and the fun parts about writing Bible studies. It's so, so different. So this week for launch week, I thought that is the most fun thing to me. That's what sounded fun to me, was to sit down with Angie and talk about how to write a Bible study. So here we go. This whole theme of this one is writing Bible studies, but it's also us. So it's like us.
Awesome.
Funny. We can talk about IF. We can talk about all things. Are you going back to IF next year?
Yes, I think
okay,
so.
Me too.
They just sent me the email, and I think I had it blocked off, so hopefully.
I literally said, this is recording, but I literally said back to them, I'm sorry if I was presumptuous, but
I've already
blocked
got
that
this.
Off while I was still in Austin. But thank
in
you.
In 2011.
For the invite. I appreciate you confirming what I had already planned.
I got a great rate on flights.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd be shocked how much cheaper the hotel is when you book while you're still there. I'm embarrassed now that you've just now asked me in May. Okay, so hi, Angie. Welcome to the
hey.
That Sounds Fun podcast, because I only do what sounds fun to me. It's selfish and self-centered, but what's
I new? Love it.
Thank you. I just figured, like, I should do what sounds fun to me.
So. Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay, so here's the main reason I brought you here today.
Okay.
I just wrote a Bible study for Looking for Lovely, and it almost put me in the crazy bin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I just didn't know.
Yes.
No one tells you
mm-mm.
how incredibly hard. I mean, I know how to write books, and books are hard. I mean, I still, like, see a counselor because books are hard
right.
to write. But
absolutely.
Bible studies are a different thing.
Uh-huh.
Will you kind of back up? I wanted to talk to you, A, because you're my friend, and I love being around you. This is funny to me.
I just love that it's called That Sounds Fun, and you put me in that category.
Right. You do
That's
sound
such
fun.
A gift.
Mm,
thank you.
Well, you are. You're a gift, a fun little package with wrapped in red hair ribbon. That's creepy. What if every gift you ever did, you just tied up red hair?
My own hair.
Yeah.
Here you go. I was thinking about you today.
It's just a little trinket, but I went ahead and wrapped it in my hair. Oh, that's so gross and great. Okay, well, you kind of back up and talk to me about when this all started for you, when you started writing. Because even as your friend, I don't think I know that story.
Okay. I always loved writing. Like, even since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a writer. Mm-hmm. But it just didn't feel like a practical career. So I did other things. And never thought that I would ever do it professionally.
And
I really didn't.
You weren't a Christian growing up,
no,
correct? Yeah.
No, did not grow up in a Christian home. Was not, like, didn't really know anything about the Lord other than what I randomly heard at school every sure. now and then. I mean, it was not a part of my life. I had a great house, great childhood, but not Christian. Mm-hmm. So I went to college, went to grad school, studied other things. But
always loved writing, even before you had a faith walk
yes,
of your own.
Absolutely. I think that's just the way I process things mm-hmm. is to, and physically, like, handwriting is really helpful for me.
Yeah.
Like, even over typing, sometimes I feel like I need to handwrite.
Do you ever handwrite books and stuff? Do you ever handwrite, like, chapters and
Not
studies?
Not full chapters, but a lot of, like, any kind of, like, organization stuff or, like, the way a chapter is going to break down or kind of, like, the overarching
Seriously?
Feeling of the book. Yeah, it's something about – it's a physical, like, having – and I have a chalkboard in my office. A lot of it I put on the chalkboard.
Oh,
and then
wow.
I'll take pictures of it and erase it and do another. So, like, uh-huh. yeah, a good part of it is physically written. And then
oh,
when
cool.
I'm filling in, I type.
Yeah.
But so I feel like it's always been great therapy. And then when I was pregnant with Audrey, who would have been our fourth daughter, mm-hmm. I started a blog. I didn't know what a blog was. It was basically, like, a lot of people are calling and asking questions, and I'm too tired to tell the same story over and over again. It's too mm-hmm, hard. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to put it in this, like, online journal
thing.
So
was it when Audrey was still
yes.
in you or after she had
right
passed
right after
away.
Her diagnosis.
Okay.
So we got her diagnosis in January, and I probably started, I bet, a few days after that.
Really? You were just
yeah.
like, the easiest way to disseminate this information.
Exactly.
Is just put it on the internet
yep.
and let my friend, and just say,
yep.
you can go read everything
exactly.
here. Almost a caring bridge before
really,
caring bridge.
Really, it was. That's
wow.
exactly right. So I just kind of started processing it that way, and you know, like so many other things, you just don't know how many people have been through something like that. And so when I started doing that and the comments were like, I went through this, and this sort of like community started.
Mm-hmm.
And then it felt so safe that I would put out things that were like a little bit deeper of how I was processing or whatever it was. And then it just became kind of an outlet for that where, again, I wasn't having to – I could do it sort of in my time when I could emotionally deal with something, sitting on my bed in a quiet room and processing instead of like the phone is ringing and it's Aunt so-and-so who needs, you know, and you're trying to detail everything again and you're sobbing. It just felt like I was exhausted.
Yeah.
But it just became this amazing place to
That's
sort of
so
like.
So smart and such a safeguard of like, hey, everyone who wants to hear my emotions, I've put them once.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's true. I wish we could do that in lots of areas of life.
Right? Seriously.
Like, I'm not available.
Don't check
Consult
on me.
My blog. Right.
Consult my blog. Yeah. Blogs. The new places to go for how our friends are actually doing in their real lives. If only we were that honest on our blogs.
That's true. That's very true. So yeah. So that's kind of how it started. And then
okay,
I kept
going.
Okay. So
did you do books first or Bible studies first?
All books.
Okay.
So books, and then Seamless came out about a year ago. That was my first Bible study. So that's the only
Seamless
Bible study I've ever
study.
Done. Yeah.
Okay, because I went on Lifeway's website today, and I was like, let me just see how many Angie's done, and it was like 21 products. I was like, oh, pardon me, tiny empire.
No, you know how
I did
that is.
Not realize.
You know, it's like the Kindle version, the extended version, the speaking version. Like, it's probably one thing that they just like spread
it's
out 20 times.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, so Seamless was your first actual
yeah.
study. I thought you had one with I Will Carry You. No.
No, I've never done a Bible study. So I'm fresh
oh,
for
so
this
podcast.
So do I still sound fun?
I'm praying about it. I think so. And Seamless is incredible. That's amazing. So
Thanks.
When you decided to do that, so for me, Looking for Lovely, the studies are attached to the book, but Seamless isn't attached to a book.
No.
What made you decide to do that?
Well, Annie, I've always kind of been like, you know, someone who just wanted to do things slowly and like in a really approachable
yeah.
easy way.
Yeah.
And so Lifeway came to me and said, have you ever thought about doing a Bible study? And I was like, I have. And I'd like to write it on the entire Bible.
Yeah.
So thanks for buying my lunch.
Right.
Have an awesome afternoon.
I'm really easy to work with.
Yeah.
I want to do the whole Bible.
You just throw me a deadline and I'll make it happen.
Right, right.
But what was so funny is we all went to lunch. I will honestly never forget this day. We all went to lunch and they said, we've been really praying about this. and they had asked me to just kind of pray about it.
Because all your other books have been with Lifeway,
yes,
or B&H.
Everything I've done. Exactly. Okay. So I hadn't worked with this team, but I knew them because the teams are a little bit different depending on which side you're on.
Yep.
So I hadn't.
It's like the Twix candy bar. In it, like those commercials, except they're not competitive, but they're like, over here we take words and put them on pages and bind them together. But over here we take words and put them on pages and bind them together.
It's so true. Right. It's really a funny thing, and it's two totally separate Twix bars.
Totally separate Twix bars, but they actually create the product that is the same.
It is.
Virtually.
It's true. And so
we're going to get fired for saying that stuff. They're very different. The Bible studies and the books.
You know what, though? They're actually like, now they've really become one company. When
right.
I started, it was like totally
Twix.
Separate.
Yes,
I do too. Although if I could do like one caramel, one peanut butter, I'd...
Okay.
I mean, I'd...
Why have they never done that?
I don't know. Uh-oh. We better get
boy.
On that, Annie.
We just copyrighted that. I need everybody to throw that idea away. We just had our $1 million idea.
I know.
Angie had it. I'm just going to take a third. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Okay, so they came to the Lifeway team came
yes.
to you and had
and
been
they were like,
about
just
it.
Pray about it. We've been praying about it. So we all sit down. And we're having this huge, like, Italian thing, which, of course, is my love language.
Well, sure.
And I'm eating breadsticks, and then I'm just spilling everything about my life. And so they said, have you prayed about it? And I said, I have. And they were like, do you feel like the Lord gave you anything? And I started talking, and I got so choked up. And
really?
I looked at them, and all the women at the table are crying.
What?
And I was like, I'm sorry. And they just looked at each other, and the one held up her arm, and it just was like her arm hair was standing
up. As you're
up.
Explaining Seema.
Yes. And they said... For years, we've been praying for the exact Bible study to be written that you're talking about true. And so then they were like, and Beth Moore doesn't want to write it, so you're up. No, I'm just kidding. That part didn't happen.
What I wish they would do
awesome
is tell me the books that Beth doesn't want to write.
I know, exactly.
There are these three ideas that Beth has said, no, thank you. I'm like, tell me more. I will take them.
So my next Bible study, Breaking Loose,
yeah. oh,
is
going to
be awesome. The other
Jesus,
patriarchs.
The one and only for real. The patriarchs of the second half of the Old Testament. Oh,
I
Beth.
Mean, I know.
The mother of us all, isn't
really?
She?
Really?
Right?
Yeah. So anyway, that's how it started. We sat down and it was just like, okay,
God's so you in literally, this. Like, you felt like the outline kind of downloaded for you.
Well, the idea downloaded.
Okay.
As far as the outline, that was its own beast. I don't know how you do outlines or how that goes, but mm-hmm. that to me is one of the hardest parts. That
yeah.
does not come naturally to me at all. Like, if you say, write about this day in whatever, I'm good. But if you just say, like, go,
yeah.
I'll stand in a shampoo aisle and smell 48 shampoos.
Thank you.
Like, I can't commit to
right.
things. And so you give me a blank page and just go, here.
The whole Bible.
Yeah. That feels yeah. like that's, well, I mean, it is a lot. That was ambitious. So, but yeah, it was sort of like, okay, how do I want to break this down? What do I think people maybe don't know as much mm-hmm. as other parts. Mm-hmm. And so it ended up being really Old Testament heavy, but it was
yeah.
really planned that way because I feel like people tend to understand the New Testament a little bit better. But unless you really understand the Old Testament, you're not. So it was just a lot of like wrestling out, like how many details do I keep in? What do I take out? And it's a different style of writing
oh,
than,
gosh, it's so different.
You know, what did you feel like when you did yours? What was the main difference?
Well, so here's a great story. I, about 6 months before I wrote Looking for Lovely, I wrote Lisa Harper's Believing Jesus
yes.
study. When I wrote that, she had written the book, and I went and watched her record the DVDs, mm. and then I wrote the study, and we kind of already had the outline.
Okay.
Right? So then when it was my turn at Lifeway, I said, oh, I'll do the study first. I'll do the study,
oh.
and then I'll write the book because I'm, like, in study mode. I just wrote one. So I had not written the book.
Yeah.
I hadn't outlined the book, and I didn't have the DVDs, and I thought, oh, yeah, I can do this. And I literally
wow.
sat down with a blank slate and was like,
I can't
oh,
do this.
No, I can't do mm-hmm. this. And I think I mean, God love the Lifeway team. I think we all learned a very
so
valuable
kind.
Lesson about Annie Downs, where I was like, I have to write the book first. I can't write the study first ever again. But then what we ended up doing is I wrote about 80% of the studies, and then for the adults and the teens.
Okay.
And then I wrote the book, and then I went back and finished the studies.
You
and
did.
Yeah. I just had to, because I got to the point in the studies where I was like, I don't know what this book says.
Yeah.
I can't keep doing this.
No, there's no way. I don't even know how you tried to do that.
I'm telling you. Looney bin.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, if I still ate dairy, Dairy Queen would have been not out of business, but the opposite of that. They would have had the most business that they've ever had. The one in our neighborhood would have made like some sort of national news for like suddenly people are eating. There's extra six blizzards sold every day. And we don't know why, but it's great for our budget.
Well, That's another idea for the Twix.
Right.
I'm not giving up on this, Annie.
I don't think you should.
I think there's a double Twix blizzard in our future.
Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. With dairy-free ice cream, because that exists.
Shh.
I know.
Don't give away.
Sorry. My apologies.
Make a hand motion or something when you have a $1 million idea and then quiet.
And quit saying
that. And then hush.
Right. That's why we have paper sitting on the desk between us is every time we get an idea.
You guys have no idea what we're writing
right
here.
Right. I think that's what made it really hard. But it's just a different writing style. You don't know. I mean, we've talked about this before, but for my whole, gosh, since I was 19, so for over almost half my life, not quite math people, but since I was in college, I've done Beth Moore Bible studies.
Yeah.
And you just think, why not? I can write that.
Totally.
I mean, not that I have our skill. Don't hear
me
saying that.
But the idea, laying it out that way.
I understand the layout.
I
understand how she tells a story. And then she makes me read a Bible. And then I have to answer questions. And I read a Bible again. And then I have to answer questions about me. And like we all, if you've ever done a Beth Moore study,
it's
you know
so
how
true.
It lays out. And then you go to write one and you're like, amateur hour.
I know. It's
I cannot
awful.
Do this.
Although it's hilarious that you said that. Because when I started, blank page, blank screen, people don't understand the blank screen.
Mm.
You know, like when you're doing a Beth study, you don't understand the blank screen that happened before that.
Right.
And then when you try to write your own, you're like, I was already obsessed with this. And now I just don't even, it's not even human that you've done this. But
yes,
I was so
that's
like,
what you say. You go like, how is Beth or Priscilla or any of these women done 40 of these?
No.
I cannot know.
No, ma'am. But I literally was like, okay, I didn't know what to write. Annie, I promise you, some of the very first things I ever did were to write, how do you feel about whatever random thing? And then write 1 through 10. Circle your answer. Circle on a scale. Because I was like, I've seen that. I'll just write
that
a sentence.
Crosspoint does that?
Totally. Yeah. I know what an outline looks like. Leave a blank. Fill in an adjective. I don't know. At some point, I'm going to have to include content. But for right
Bible,
now.
How's this Bible verse speak to you in your life today?
Exactly.
Question mark.
I know.
I think I put that originally in Looking for Lovely twice a week.
Yeah.
Then they were like, that's a sweet question once. But we actually need you to ask questions that make them think about Jesus.
Yeah.
Not just themselves.
It's a lot harder than it looks.
So your study, Seamless, is incredible.
Oh, thanks, Annie.
I would tell people to do it, but I'm pretty sure everyone already has. I don't think there's anyone left who hasn't done it. But if by chance you're one of the people who hasn't done it, I mean, the entire United States women's national soccer team did it. Did Seamless.
That was really
did
special.
Did that blow your mind?
It really did.
It blew my mind.
I mean,
I freaked out.
That you're like the only person I texted about it. I was like, Annie will care more than anyone else I know about this. And I'm like asking about stats. And then I started watching them play soccer because now I'm
And y'all got so into it. Your family
did.
I know.
We totally did. So, yeah, that was
Lauren
really
Holiday.
Good. Man.
I know. I'm going to send her a Looking for Lovely, even though she retired.
I'm
like, but you're friends with my friends.
I know. She's amazing, basically.
Yeah. So did you ever talk to them while they were doing Seamless? Did they ever communicate with you? No, they just said, we're doing Seamless by @AngieSmith19.
Yeah. And I think they reached out to Lifeway. I think I was going to try and make a video for the soccer team. And then I don't know what happened. They were, you know, they're like competing.
Right.
At,
and then
like,
they like
the
had
Olympics
to win.
Or something. Whatever.
The World
it's
Cup.
Like they just, I just felt really
not
blown
the Olympics.
Off.
That's this summer. Oh, you felt blown off.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, I'm like, what do you guys have going on that's.
What's
you know,
more important than a small video for me?
Yeah, it feels rude.
You aren't representing our entire
it's
country.
Fine. U.S. soccer
fine.
Team.
I hope the men's team does it this year for Seamless. Does Seamless for? Oh, is there a Seamless for men ever?
There is not right now.
Okay.
No, there's
okay.
not.
So we'll just have to wait on that.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait on getting Jurgen Klinsmann, our coach, to
How do you know
on.
All this?
Oh.
Sorry, your eyes just got really wide. I
you
wish
know,
you guys could see
I
the passion.
I know so many things
you just got,
about soccer.
You just lit up.
I know. I know too much, probably. It's too much spare time. It's on the TV too much. I'm really, next summer, this summer, 16 is Olympics. 14,
okay.
Men's World Cup. 15, Women's World Cup. 16, Olympics. 17 is our summer off from Summer Olympics
what are you
on,
do?
For some summer soccer. I'm probably going to write a book.
Okay.
Because every other summer I get distracted.
That's good. You should write around the soccer schedule.
Thank you. Thank you. When I tried to, because Men's World Cup was when Let's All Be Brave came out.
Yeah.
Women's World Cup, I was writing Looking for Lovely. I know. It's not convenient.
I do mine by, like, bachelor seasons.
Oh, well,
that's
sure.
That's not true.
Sure. But
that's
you could.
That's not true. Okay.
Because I bet they've done Seamless, too.
I
love Seamless. I love it. I'm a huge fan. I have the DVDs, the whole thing. I'm way in. I'm way
Thanks,
into
Annie.
Seamless. But how did your, like, personal Angie history speak into wanting it to be Old Testament heavy or wanting to do the whole Bible?
Well, I just felt like when I became a Christian, I was an adult. I was in grad school. Nothing made sense to me. Like, I just felt like I would never understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I talk about this in the study, but I would go, I finally went into a Lifeway and plopped down in the kids section and pulled out a children's Bible that completely illustrated and just tried to get the narrative. Like, because I couldn't understand who are these people? When did this happen? It all just seemed impossible. And so I would do one that barely had any words. And then when I kind of had that really broad overview, like, okay, this is where Noah was, or this is where Jonah, okay. So they were like before Jesus. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a flannel board. I have a lot of deep seated resentment
missing
about
that. I can show you how to do it. We should do that for the girls.
Oh,
we should
flannel
board
awesome.
Them.
Yeah. We should do that. I was going to say for a podcast, but I'm just now figuring out they can't see
they
us.
They can't see you.
They can't
at all.
You guys cannot see us right now, which is good for you. Podcasts are my new favorite thing because I show up like this.
Yeah. What is this? Tell us more.
Well, I'm wearing a, I think I slept in this shirt.
Uh-huh.
And it has paint on the back, and I'm wearing some cutoff jeans and flip flops.
Mm-hmm.
And my hair's in a ponytail, and I have no makeup on.
Yeah,
and
well done.
I just walked into this really cool hipster place where you're recording this, and I think everyone looked at me like my head was on fire. Like, I think he made a wrong turn.
Oh, let me tell. And you also said he, like, as if they all thought you were a man. I think he made a wrong turn.
Did I say he?
Yeah.
I thought I said you, but maybe it's been a long week.
We think that guy's in the wrong place. That's Angie Smith, everyone. She's a well-known author. Female.
That's awesome. I was trying to sneak in.
So 2 weeks ago, we recorded a podcast, and my assistant April and I were supposed to both, it was the Monday after the Mumford & Sons show.
Oh.
So we were both going to wear our Mumford shirts in order to, like, make some funny videos.
Yeah.
And then she didn't.
Oh.
So I came into this hipster
Fail
land.
April.
Mm-mm. In a Mumford & Sons shirt 2 days after the show. I mean, I could not have looked like a bigger poser. I was like, I can't change.
Stop.
Because I knew everyone in there had been at the show and probably had VIP seats and probably
Was it a shirt you bought at the show?
Yes.
Oh, it was a show shirt.
It was the concert.
Shirt.
Yes.
Oh, Annie.
I know.
I thought maybe you meant like I got the Target version from like last summer when they did the
No, ma'am.
Was it signed or anything?
No, I wish.
Yeah.
No, it was not signed. But it was fresh. Never been washed.
Yeah. Still kind of stands up on its own.
Uh-huh.
It smells like that.
Still feels
hot
crunchy
plastic.
A little bit.
Yep. I love that.
Yeah. So I was like, well, now I will never show my face at Weld again. And yet here I am. But I made real sure today to dress like Annie. Like, I'm not trying to be anybody. I got on my gray V-neck, my glitter
Toms.
I'm just being Annie.
And your nails.
I'm not. Oh, glitter nails.
Yeah,
I know.
They're so good.
A girl stopped me at a shop yesterday, and she says, what's the occasion? And I said, it was a Monday. I have no occasion. I just always glitter my nails at this point. I used to do one signature nail. And then I was like, why am I limiting myself?
Absolutely.
Do you do gel or do you do paint?
Well.
You do nothing today.
Well, yeah. I'm in my overambitious state right now.
Sure.
No, I do love gel.
Yeah,
I need to go do that.
People always say, like, you need to take a break between gels. And I'm always like, but why?
Yeah, no.
Like,
you don't need to
like
see what's really underneath
stay
there either.
They grow.
No,
and they'll,
yeah.
I don't feel the need for a break in between gel.
Well, if you're ripping them off with your teeth, though.
I can't, though. Okay. Do you do that?
No, oh, I would never do that.
I mean, I've done it on an airplane.
Because it will really rip off your nail.
Oh, it will. It might as well be acrylic in those moments.
Yeah.
It's no better than acrylic
in
those moments. It peels off and you can see the layer of your, I know, I'm sorry. Visuals. No one needs visuals on a podcast. Okay, so one of the regrets I have, about my videos for Looking for Lovely is that my nails aren't glitter. They're pink, but I was trying
to
be mature. I was trying to be grown up. And do you know what they told me when we recorded videos? We did, there's 7 for the adults and 7 for teens. Is that how your Seamless is too, adult and teen? And they said, Angie wore this, and this, and she wore these same boots in every video. And I was like, oh, I shouldn't wear the same shoes in every video. And then sure enough, I wore the same boots in every video. It just gets so much easier because you're there for 8 hours and you film half of them.
Absolutely.
And you just go, let me just change my shirt.
Yep.
Let me change my shirt and pull my hair up or put my hair down.
I'm barefoot in some of the videos.
Are you?
Yeah. I popped my feet up on the couch. I was like, meh.
Oh, yeah. You do tuck your feet behind you.
Yeah. Because we were in that, like, barn and it was freezing cold.
Was it really?
And Sweet Dale, who was there, I would get freezing cold. And as soon as they would yell cut, he would come over and like hold my feet in his hands and put his coat around me.
Oh my gosh.
Sweetest
thing.
So sweet.
What made you decide to film in a barn?
Well, I had told them I really wanted it to be in a barn. And then just kind of like that was the feel I wanted, really casual. And And so they found that place. It's the most, I get more questions about that place than almost anything else. And it's not, everyone thinks it's my house. It's so not my house.
You're actually, like, yeah, totally. Yeah. I'm Nestor.
That's in the back of my house.
Yeah, that's right.
That's our back barn.
Yeah, that's just like our secondary. We just like hang. It's no big deal.
It's so beautiful. I wish it was my house.
Okay, so do you know for mine, they rented an Airbnb.
No.
Isn't that interesting?
Weird.
Like, that's the new thing in Sylvan Park. Like,
stop.
10 minutes for you non-Nashville people. It's like 10 minutes into West Nashville. Yeah, they just rented an Airbnb for 2 days.
That's
or
smart.
Overnight. And then got the checkout extended on day two to like 3 o'clock.
So you just went to all different places, like inside,
in the
outdoor?
House. Everything is in one, is in that one house. So like upstairs, we got, they gave us the master bedroom and bathroom to get ready.
Okay.
And then downstairs, we just moved from room to room to room to film the different videos.
That's brilliant.
Isn't that interesting?
That's brilliant,
I was like,
actually.
Who ever thought to start renting Airbnbs for video shoots?
No, but that's really smart.
Because you can see the houses. You don't have to scout.
Yeah.
Right? Because all the pictures are online. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
I know.
Did you like doing the videos?
Well, yeah. You know me. I love being the center of attention. I like
that
stuff.
But that, oh my goodness. It's, even if everyone's like, I feel like that's its own, that's totally different than
this. It's a totally different thing.
You're on.
It's
like,
so.
Everyone's staring at you.
Yes. And what I didn't know, because again, I've never done this before, is, you know, you see Beth. Beth is different. Beth is our model, apparently,
in this podcast. All these people that we're mentioning, we're not worthy to be. I mean, you are. You're closer than I am.
No.
Yes, you are. It's so natural for you. But anyway, Beth.
But Beth gets on a stage in front of 150, 200 people and films the whole thing. Kelly Minter does the same thing. She films it live. That I don't feel that.
No.
That doesn't feel right. But what I didn't know, I'm just not smart enough to entertain a whole crowd that many times. I don't feel like,
I feel that way.
I'm like, let me talk to just the camera. And then the 18 people that are in the house.
Right.
I had no idea. There's like
so
people making,
people.
They're checking everything you say to make sure you don't say anything sacrilegious, which I actually need her to follow me around all the time.
I know, seriously.
Right? Like I need her in my life constantly.
She's going to reconsider what she just said. It's true. And sometimes I would say something and know exactly what I meant.
Yeah.
And it made sense. And they were like, we get that you're trying to say that, but I think it sounds like you're saying, and I was like, oh, you're right. I didn't realize that. So it would just be like a tweak. But I don't know how people do it in front of a live audience. I would feel so much pressure.
Do they get to stop and start like we do?
They do, but they're having to be mindful of the fact that there are all those people waiting. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, I would be stressed out to not have them like sit there longer.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just more people that I'm taking care of, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a bad way to say it, but I would just feel stressed out to honor their time.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I think so too. And I remember Patriarchs is my favorite. What's your favorite?
Patriarchs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How have we never talked about that? I mean, I want to do Patriarchs again now. I haven't done it in a while and I loved that study of Beth. But the interesting thing to me is that when you watch her teaching online, the Holy Spirit absolutely does something in my life because she's teaching me too. It is like I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
And so when I was doing hers are an hour, mine are 10 minutes or something, 7 minutes. But I literally said, Lord, whatever it is you do, whenever these other teachers are doing this and people are on the receiving end, bypass me and do that here too.
Right?
Like ignore my silly and ignore my nails and ignore.
And just show up.
Yeah. That's it. And somehow God does that through technology. Do you see that too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that
absolutely
bizarre?
It is bizarre, but it's, I mean, I think for all the like rotten things that happen and all of the hard things about technology, those are some of the really cool things.
Yeah, you've had some rotten with technology, haven't you? My gosh.
Over it.
Is it done? Like your whole,
I'm like always scared to say it's done.
What is it? Identity theft?
It's kind of identity theft, but it's even a little bit more.
It's more torturous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't really pretending to be me. He was just taking all of my stuff. So, like, remotely erasing all of my devices and breaking into all my stuff, texting me. I mean, just, like, creeper level weirdness.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like I'm in a better place right now, but it's sort of one of those things that, like...
Yeah. This is a hard question. What do you think is the cost you pay for this job?
I think it's probably more steep than people realize. And I'm always so careful to talk about it because I feel like there's not a minute that goes by that I don't feel so blessed.
Oh, my gosh, right.
To be doing what I'm doing. But I recently was talking to someone and she was just kind of explaining, you know, there are a couple different kinds of people. And sometimes when you're in front of a group and you're talking, there are people who just like when people are laughing, that's energy that they're kind of taking in. Not in a weird, like energy, but you know what I mean. Like they're just feeding off of that.
Yeah.
And then there are other people who it feels like that's being taken from them. Mm. I'm probably more the latter. Mm. And so when I do events, I think it's because
you put so much into them too.
Yeah, and yeah. I think that in like my signing line or whatever, so many people have lost a child or yeah. have, and so I don't just like listen and go, okay, thanks for coming, like bye. I am in my hotel later that yeah. night with the weight, this crushing weight of yeah. all of these stories and the pictures, and it's hard. I mean, I think, and I wouldn't change that. I'm glad that I'm deeply carved enough that it resonates mm-hmm. that way. Mm-hmm. But there is a cost because a lot of times I come home and I don't feel like I can be mom. I don't feel like I can be wife. I feel like I'm just drained.
Yeah.
And so I'm still sort of working out how to.
Isn't that funny? Because so much of the cost to me as well, I agree with everything you're saying, but there is this like every season and every job has pros and cons. Mm-hmm. That is just true.
Sure.
A teacher would tell you that. A nurse would tell you that. A stay-at-home mom would tell you that. Everybody
Absolutely.
Would say. But the interesting thing is you say, I come home and I'm so tired and I can't be wife and mom. And I come home and go, I can't believe I'm alone. Mm. Like, how, you know, so both of it feels this like, I just wish there was someone here. You know, my poor roommate doesn't need to carry the weight of this, of what went down today when I was writing.
And that's a lot
or
to
speaking.
Carry by yourself. It
right.
is.
And, but it's a lot for you too to come home and go, my thought is the opposite of what I have is
would be
slaves who carry me and take care of me and like fan me and feed me grapes, when the opposite is actually kids who need and a husband who is a giver and a taker and you know, like, so it is not this like neither of us have the like
right
when you go home
no
you sit on the couch
no
and it wraps
and
around
it doesn't
you.
Exist I mean you know you know. Think it does, but it doesn't. And I think people just figure out, like for you, you've probably figured out, okay, since I don't have that when I get home, what are some healthy ways for me to be able to process this? Because you can't, you're like me. I can't process things on my own. Mm-hmm. Like I need to sit with someone and process things out. And so it's at least that's the way I prefer to do it. Yeah. And so you probably have figured out ways to do that.
Is it more expensive for you emotionally when you're writing or when the product comes out?
Mm, that's a great question.
Or is it different?
It's different. I think it's different.
Because there's two different gifts in it, too, to me.
Yeah, I think it's different. What would you say?
Today, as the launch week of the Bible study and a month after the book, it's been an expensive month.
Yeah.
But that's because of what book launches. It's like they stir up the bottom mm-hmm. of my ocean and bring all the junk to the top. Yeah. And that's what happened with Let's All Be Brave. That's what's happened with Looking for Lovely. And so it just kind of stirs up the junk. Mm-hmm. But also there's such a gift, like, I love the writing part. And I love the eating an elephant of writing a book and writing a study. Like, there's another study that I'm talking with an author about writing for them. And I'm like, oh, man, I'd love it. I'd love to get back into a big project that's like 4 weeks long, 5 weeks long. That would be so fun. But then there's also the gift of when it comes out, you know, where people are like telling you that they're reading it or doing the study and that our small group's doing this or our did it, you know, and you just go, oh my gosh.
I know.
Who
it's
am
real?
I?
It really
that
got
people are
to
picking
you?
This.
Totally.
Right? Like, I know the junk that is stirred up at the bottom
Absolutely.
Of the ocean and all you see is like the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't think you'd pick this if you saw it was stirring.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably true for all of us,
I
right?
I think it is.
A little bit.
I think it is. It brings out a lot of stuff, that release, because you don't want to, I always feel like I don't want to let my publisher down. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I'm doing my part. I have a lot of like struggles with, I want to be liked. Like, I want them to like me and I want them to like this. And so there's this weight of like, will they receive this? Will mm-hmm. this feel like home to them? Will this feel safe? Is this a good, you know, just it brings up all the stuff.
How did it change your relationship with the Lord to write Seamless?
In other books, it's been a lot of my story.
Uh-huh.
And so there's some degree of freedom in saying, I know my story. In this, it was like, I'm face down saying, tell me your story.
Yeah.
I can't sit down and recreate something from whatever. It has to be yours
mm-hmm.
in a different way. And also, I think spiritual warfare has never been more real to me than when I was writing this. And even now that women have done it and that I'll stand with them. And I'm thinking, and it's a gracious cost because I'm not saying this lightly. It's an opportunity to really join in a certain type of suffering that allows me to reach out for him differently
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I feel weak in it. I feel really attacked.
Yeah.
I feel, and it's just that thing of every single day saying, I trust you. I trust that you're bigger than this. This is your story, and all I'm trying to do is share it. It doesn't, it feels, but Satan does not want, he doesn't want people in the Word. I mean, this is a threat. And so things that happen, I'm not the first person who trips over a rock and says, Satan made me fall.
Right.
But you have to, like, at some point say.
The Word says our power, our fight is not against the powers of flesh and blood. Yeah.
No, and I think that the Bible study for me opened that up to me in a different way. That is hard, but it's beautiful. I mean, it's a different reliance when you're like, oh, and I think the Lord allowed it to be used for me more than anyone else who will ever do it, because he just wanted me to trust him that way.
Yeah.
And so I think I had to get deep in it to really realize how much I need him moment by moment, not just big picture, but wow, I can't do this day without you.
Yeah. Are you working on another one yet?
I need to. I have to write a book first.
So will it go with the book?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
That's great.
Well, I don't know if it's great or stupid.
I think it's great. Because you just did a Bible as well, right? Didn't you do a Bible for...
Yeah, kid's story of Bible, totally.
Bible. Yeah.
I did that before the study, which was kind of cool because that helped me
Like
get a little bit of my bearings for like how I wanted to lay out scripture. It was all women in the Bible, so I had to go back and study a lot of men. But
You know, I don't know if you've seen The Looking for Lovely, but what I decided to do each week is a different job in the Bible. Because I thought, I'm like you, I've done enough of these studies to go like, what haven't I seen?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I thought, I've never seen anybody talk about farmers. Like, I've never seen people talk about professions.
That.
So that's what I did. Yeah.
That's
so
in the study?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten my copy yet.
I know. It's coming. You know why you haven't? Because they're waiting on me to write notes to everyone.
Okay.
Whoops. Mm-hmm. That's happening on Thursday.
Perfect.
Today, the day that this podcast comes out is also the day that you will be putting these things in the mail to you. Yeah. It's really interesting because that's what I loved, was kind of going like, I thought I knew. I've grown up reading the Bible. I grew up a Christian. I thought I knew everything. And then now I'm looking at it from this different lens, and it costs me more emotionally and personally, and the attack feels real, and God's really kind, and the words showed up eventually, but it was just a different take, and I enjoyed it so much once I got the outline going, and once I felt it, because I used to teach school, and what you said, so it's the same skill set, right? Like, I just entertain people long enough they learn something. That's the only thing I know how to do.
You're not giving yourself enough credit. That's extraordinarily hard. Well, don't roll your eyes at me.
What you can't see is I gave her the big old eye roll emoji. Okay, will you tell our listeners how to find you online? Because I want everyone to make sure they follow you, because you're so funny.
You're so sweet.
So wonderful.
Okay, Instagram and Twitter are AngieSmith19.
What's the 19?
It's my birthday, because there's so many Angie Smiths.
Well, sure.
May 19th. Yeah. Let's not talk about what's happening on May 19th.
Oh, right. We're thrown down. I know.
Yeah.
I'm out of town for the actual our Bible study group is getting together and doing a birthday party for Angie, but I will be traveling. But
you've got a lot of May birthdays. You're gone?
I am gone on that date that we picked. I know. That's why I dropped it in the text message, like, I'm gone. Keep going. Don't cut me out. And so I just left it, and then I can at least pretend like I'm there.
That stinks.
That's all right. Yeah. I'll come back and celebrate. But
okay.
Do you love your birthday? I love my birthday.
I do, but this is 40. This feels like a big, like, I'm a little... Like,
oh, you're so ready for 40. No way.
Feels big.
You're going to, I mean, you did your 30s really well. I was there for the majority of it. And
Thank
I
you.
Was really proud.
Thank
I feel
you.
Feel like you really
appreciate that.
Knocked that out of the park.
Thanks.
I feel like you can only get better at doing that.
I hope so.
I feel like 29 was way harder for me than 30.
30s were good. Yeah. I enjoyed my 30s.
I love my 30s. Mm-hmm. I always tell, like, I had a friend who's getting ready to turn 30, and I was like, yeah, you're in the hardest part right now. The 29 turning
true.
To 30 is the hardest part right now. Once you hit 30, you're like, wait, I get to be this girl?
Yeah.
I can like whatever I like.
Totally.
I can, like, say no to events even if I have nothing else to do. Like, I'm just going to be me in my 30s.
I know.
I loved it.
I'm kissing him goodbye pretty soon.
AngieSmith19,
yes.
Instagram and Twitter, and then Facebook.
I'm not really on Facebook, but
oh, that's right.
I have a
you
page, and my Instagram and Twitter stuff goes there. And I do check in every now
and
then.
But Instagram's really, it's Instagram
Twitter
really
and
your hub.
Instagram are kind of my...
You're great at them. It's so entertaining.
They're easy, too. Like, I can remember to do it. Right. And I love seeing people's pictures. I love Instagram.
I know. I do, too. I love Instagram. I keep... I mean, that's the one that I check probably the most frequently because I just love seeing what people are doing. It just makes you feel, like, connected.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love it. So that's probably the easiest. I have a website, but Angie Smith Online for, like...
.com?
I think so.
Okay. You never know. AngieSmithOnline.com.
Something.
Goals. I don't know. But .com it is. All right. Love you. Thanks for doing
this. Love you too.
I appreciate it.
You got it.
I mean, y'all, isn't she just the most fun? I'm telling you, that girl, I wish that y'all got to sit in the room with us because she is just cracking me up. She is something else. And so wise and so smart and so honest. I'm so grateful that she took time to really not only sit and talk with us, but kind of dive into like what this job actually looks like and feels like and what it was like for her to write her study and film her videos, which was a similar experience for me. So that's awesome. Again, her study is Seamless and it is really, really great. There's an adult and a teen. And again, this week, my Looking for Lovely study launches, adult and a teen, blue and yellow, should be easy to keep them apart. And pretty much what we do in the study is we go through, as I kind of was telling Angie, the first week kind of focuses on Romans 5, 3 through 5, about how we rejoice in our sufferings because they produce perseverance in us, and that perseverance builds our character, and that character gives us hope. And so the first week just really does a deep dive into those four things. And then week 2, 3, 4, and 5 are different professions in the Bible: musicians, farmers, fishermen, and women of influence. Because listen, if you are a woman, you are influencing somebody, whether it's the people in your house or the people at your job or you're on a stage or in front of a classroom, whatever it is, you're online, your Twitter, your Instagram, you are an influencer. And so we did a whole week on women of influence, and that includes you and I. And then the last week, because I would have it no other way, is an entire week about Jesus and how Jesus really modeled for us, Romans 5, 3 through 5. So that is the Looking for Lovely study. You can find it at lookingforlovelybook.com or lifeway.com/lookingforlovely. It is all there for you. The studies, the videos, the teen studies and the teen videos are all stacked right there, as well as the book, Looking for Lovely. So, and again, please make sure you check out all of Angie's books, her Bible study, and her Instagram, her Twitter. She's awesome. Angie Smith19 is how you find her. Hey, and if you want to keep up with me, I'm super easy to find. I'm Annie F, as in fancy. AnnieFDowns.com is the website. On Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat, I'm Annie F Downs. So join me there. Tell me who you want to hear on the podcast. Tell me what I have missing out on. What podcast should I be listening to? And let's keep in touch over there. I totally love the internet. I'm an internet fan. So let's keep in touch across all those social media platforms. So another great episode in the can. Isn't that what they say? I don't know. It just feels right. But we've got another fun episode of That Sounds Fun for you. I hope you enjoyed it. Listen, if you're new around here, it would mean the world if you would pop back and leave a little review in iTunes. You know, the thing is that people are always looking for a new podcast to listen to. And I like to think of this as a place where a bunch of our friends just get together and hang out. And I want other people who are strangers to feel like this is a welcome place. So if you wouldn't mind going back and giving it whatever stars you want to give it, 4, 5, 12, whatever, and leaving a little comment that you enjoyed the podcast, and go back and listen to our previous episodes. We have 2 great episodes with Dave Barnes, a whole episode about the best places to eat in Nashville. And Ted Decker is the first 2 episodes we ever did. It was so interesting and so cool. But we've got tons of great authors and musicians and my friends. Like, that's what sounds fun to me, is introducing you guys to my friends. So we normally are every other week, but this week is really special that we have an episode coming for you again next Thursday, which is really fun. So make sure you have subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss it. It'll pop in next Thursday as well. It's a great interview, something really I'm excited about, and I cannot wait to share with you. So thanks for joining us today. I hope you have a great day and you go out and do something that sounds fun to you.